Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Top of a horse with you. And of course, we're going to have a little potpourri today, a little education, a little chart reading, and just some farming information, and just kind of a little bit of everything. Interesting markets on Wednesday, as we saw. The markets were rallying, and then they decided that they didn't want to rally anymore. And that was, you know, pretty interesting. As you saw the S&P grinding higher, and all of a sudden, for whatever reason, when it reached 2350, it sold off, and it sold off hard. And, you know, this is what we talk about, and that was one of the levels that you'll hear that I'd given out on Monday. But it's something that, you know, you want to make sure that you understand, all right? And, you know, this is, you know, we look for certain what we would call market footprints, and that would be, you know, how we would find always the best opportunity to be successful and to make solid trades. All right, so what we're gonna do now is I'm gonna break down some stocks for you, all right, and you can hear how I called them and you can see how they did based on that. So here we go. Now, somebody finally put it out there that the banks make nothing, but by not lending money, they make money. Because, you know, if you understand how the Fed works, the banks borrow from the Federal Reserve. They borrow money at zero, and they give it back to the full faith and credit of the government. Pretty good deal. They get their own little arbitrage. So, you know, again, it is what it is. We're not gonna make a reason for the markets to sell off or not sell off. We're going to continue to just follow the overall footprint of the market. I mean, again, I'm not going to tell you that, you know, because there's a million reasons. I can give you 10 reasons why the market could sell off. I can give you 10 reasons why the market can rally. At the end of the day, we'll just trade the charts and we'll work from there. So let's look at Apple. Alpha, Alpha, Papa, Lima. And we thought that Apple was a sale at 145. All right. Now, we didn't quite get there. We got close, but again, it now flattened out a little bit right here, you know, around the 140-ish level. Then it rallied a little bit. You know, I think it's got earnings. What earnings? Like in 2 weeks or something like that? I would watch it here. This is not a great sales spot. It's probably, if I can do anything, it's probably a better buy. But I'm not buying it here. I don't like it here. I'd rather look for a spot to sell it. I would sell this again if we get back to 145. But most likely, I think 143 is probably a better number to look to sell this. Certainly, you could buy it here. This is not a terrible spot if you believe it can break through 145. I just don't see it myself. So I'm more looking for a spot to sell this one. So I'd say 143 to 145. You know, the 145 is if you're more conservative, you can wait back a little bit. I tend to be a little bit more aggressive, and that would tie in with the downtrending pattern that it started, plus the resistance right here. So that's to me how I would look at this. Stream it via Chrome direct into cheaper than cable? I don't know. Everything's expensive, that's all I know. AGQ, Alpha Golf Quebec. So we were 39 to 42, and look what happened. Came right down to 39 and exploded. Boom. And then it got over 42, and now it's coming back. So basically, we made, you know, almost a double top up at here. You know, I'm a big fan of silver, but I think this is probably a reasonable sell. The problem with this particular animal is it doesn't have any good options on it. The options are not liquid. So you'd have to sell the stock straight up. Which is I wouldn't mind doing, but you know, I'd look for something else to trade myself. Right? But this is certainly a sell at, you know, 42, 43.
Amba. Alpha Michael, Bravo Alpha. So we wanted to be a seller at 55. And of course, we've never sniffed 55 cents, right? This is Monday, Tuesday, boom, 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 boom. All right, so you can see that this is a typical market. And this is the same pattern we're seeing in the Dow right now. And then you get one of these. You would expect we're going to have a fairly good bounce the next couple of days here. Now, if you want to take a higher risk trade, and I don't mean it's like major risk. I just, if you want to take something that's probably a little bit riskier, I think you look to be a buyer here around 50. All right. I expect to see a rally. And the nice thing about a stock like this one is it can go back to 55 in a heartbeat, even if it's going to go much lower. But we've kind of gotten out of whack down here, very similar to the almost here. And then you get the pop up. I think you're seeing the same thing. Normally, you look for them to stay, and they kind of hug the trend line, either going up or going down. And then you get these moves in one way, and then they come back in to get back in line. That's what I would expect to see here. Now, certainly, this could go flat and catch up, and this could catch up. So there's two ways to look at it. I would think you probably see a bounce in here, you know, and I would have no fear of trying to buy it around 50 or using a position around 50. Better buy AMBA at 49 or 48. I don't understand your question, young man. You want to sell the put spread? Is that what you're saying? I'm confused. Amazon up a mere $17 today. Now we were trying to hunt the top here, and we decided to finally call it neutral, and of course it broke a little bit, and we got this rally. I think you're looking at, you know, 910 to 920 is a great spot to sell it. I do not see this going much higher. This shows me the way that it's been trading, some very topping action, and like it's ready to roll over. And I think it may not roll over until it coincides with the earnings. So we may not be able to get there. Now, I did short it today a little bit. I did I sold some call spreads, and I bought a ratio put spread today. But, you know, again, I'm a little early, I'm sure, but I'm willing to sit. So, you know, I'm not concerned. Of course, I'm not happy, but I'm not concerned either. And I would say that you can look for it. But again, this is one that's, it's a big stock. So again, you may not want to step into this yet. And you may want to wait to see how it does react on earnings if that does make the top. Apache. Alpha Papa Alpha. We just said sell it last week, and sure enough, nice sell. All right, now, we look for it to go back all the way down close to 50. Now, is this going to be a pause at 42? Is this going to build a higher low? Are we changing direction? I don't think so. I think it does go down. Now, again, certainly if you sold at 54, you'd want to tighten up your stop and not let that profit get away from you because it's a nice profit. So now, but it certainly, I'd be a reseller at 54 and, you know, a buyer. I'm not really looking for a spot to be a buyer because I believe that the oil markets are going much lower as well. So I don't see a spot. Now, again, certainly support is around 50, but I think we break that and go lower. But again, it doesn't mean we won't pop here in the short term. But again, if you're in at 54, you should just tighten up your stop. And if you're looking to get in, you can resell at 54. Certainly if you said you don't want to buy it at 50, okay. I mean, you can buy it at 50. I'm not going to buy it at 50, but it certainly is not certainly a reasonable level for a bounce. We could be in this 50 to 54 consolidation pattern.
And that's something that we look at when we look at markets and we're trying to make decisions. And really, that's what it's all about. And we're going to do some more when we come back from the break. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, again, I wanted you to see the market action yesterday. And make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, coming right back to you after the break with more. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And we're doing a little chart reading and getting a little bit of education. And we're kind of trying to tie this into the markets, and you can kind of see the reason I'm doing this is so you can kind of see what I was looking at before it happened, and we can see how we did looking at it. So here we go. Let's go back to looking at the different charts. Here we go.
Baba, man, this has been one wild animal. I'll tell you, this thing's been charging every day. It goes, it makes a huge move at some point, and it gives it back or whatever, and goes back. We're going to continue to stay neutral here. Right? I'm certainly not going to be a buyer. There's no way I'm buying it here. But it's hard for me to say that you should sell it here because we are trying to break out to new levels on the upside. I think what we'd like to see, you know, I thought this was a nice blow off in here, and it worked for a couple of days. I mean, it didn't make any real money, so it's not like I can say it was a great trade. I'd like to see one more continuation of this and get one that's going to follow through. So right now I have to stay neutral here. China home sales, 18% ahead. That was last night. And not now. They're not open yet. What time is it? Oh, it could be. They might be their early numbers. Could be. But our futures are doing nothing, so we don't care. Chicago Bridge and Iron. Notice 31.28. That's kind of the level we're in, right? Nothing has changed. You buy it at 28, you sell it at 31. Until we get out, we're in this sideways pattern. No reason to believe that that's going to change. Charlie Oscar Papa, ConocoPhillips. We said sell it at 50. Here you go. Now it's on a 48 and change. Again, I like this one better. Now, why do I like it better? Because it is making lower lows now. I believe it's going to fill this gap all the way back down to 46. And I'm very comfortable with the way this is going. And I think this rally was very natural after two pretty heavy selling days. So I wouldn't be surprised if it popped a little bit more tomorrow. But again, I'm a seller at 50 all day long. And if you sold it at 50, just, you know, guard your profits. That's all. Facebook. And again, this is the same pattern, not quite as desperate, but like AMBA, I'm not surprised you get a rally here. All right, the key here will be, what does it do tomorrow? Does it hold here, and does it start making lower highs? That would be the more interesting story. The rally itself off of, you know, 8 days, 7 out of 8 down, you know, it's only natural. And again, maybe it was a little bit bigger than anybody thought, but of course, typically, this is the kind of action you see in either a down market or a market that's getting ready to go down, is the action. The days are much bigger, especially the up days, because typically what creates those days is people get caught short. Now, I'm not saying that's the case here, but I wouldn't be surprised. All right, this is a action you see. Look, like I said, you had 7 out of 8 days down. Not a surprise we got a rally. The question is, you know, was it too big of a rally? And to me, it didn't violate anything. It didn't make new highs. It's probably a great sale here, but we won't sell it here. We'll look for, you know, we'll look for like 143 again, right? And then you'll watch that 139 on the downside. GDXJ. We wanted to sell this at 37.38. There it is. Boom. Phew. All right. Now, this is when I really wanted to buy puts on, but these aren't liquid either, which so made a problem. So now the key is here that this is interesting. Okay, here we have this consolidation pocket here. And notice it broke below and came back up and closed inside there. So is it, you know, are we breaking down? Doesn't look like it. It looks to me, until further notice, which now makes this untradeable, is 36 to 38, which makes this an untradeable stock right now. Because there's not enough money to make inside of there. And it's going to break one side or the other. And which side, obviously, I don't know yet. I would guess it's going to break to the downside based on what I've seen in gold. But until it breaks and gives me another pattern, I can't really trade in here because the consolidation range isn't wide enough to make any real money unless you're scalping for pennies, and we're not doing it. Gilead, Gulf India Lima Delta. And I thought we could buy this around 66. There you go. Notice how we held and we rallied a little bit. And again, this shows you a stock that's probably in a little bit of trouble. All right. Now, I'm long it, and I think it's okay. I think we'll get a bounce, but this is, notice, look where it failed. Now, I didn't draw that line in. That was in there from last time. Now, again, it doesn't mean that line's exact. I'm not a, you know, I'm not a guy that's measuring it with a T-square, right? I'm just saying that that's kind of where I thought, and it failed there. Now, you know, we could build a little bit of momentum, but this certainly is churning to the downside. We certainly have a market making lower highs and lower lows. So certainly it's not exciting. Now, based on where we are, I thought that this support would hold, which it has so far. Certainly, if I don't think it can go much higher than there, I'm not going to sell it, knowing I can only go down maybe a dollar. So I like it here. I'm still comfortable being long here. We're looking for a little bit of a pop at 66 ish or so. But if it didn't, break out, I wouldn't be surprised. This would not be the way it looks now, my number one long trade. You know, if it would have followed through today a little bit, I'd have been a little bit more happy with it. But, it, you know, it did not follow through, which, you know, it tried to, but it did not. He tried, but he couldn't do it, and he failed. IWM. Wait a second. I went way too far. Way too fast. GLD, Gulf Lima Delta. Now, here, remember what I said last week? I didn't want to say sell is at 120, but I was going to do it anyways. And, of course, boom. It broke right above it. Now, I could make the excuse that we don't sell this because this was Tuesday after Monday, and we wouldn't have sold it here anyways, which is the truth. But this is not a pattern that I'm really looking to sell yet. This is very similar to the blow-up we saw in gold. Now, if I go back and look at a longer-term chart, I guarantee I can find some pretty solid resistance, and of course, here it is. So, you know, you can look at, you know, around here as a spot like 1300, 123, you know, if you want to. Now, again, I think you can find something better to trade than this as an individual. You know, as a group, this is the most liquid, so it makes the most sense. But I'm sure there's some, like Nugget is probably a better by an individual trade, you know, to be short that, or, you know, to buy puts or something there, because again, that's going to give you more action. This has, you know, the expected move here is nothing. $1.58 this week, or Nugget this week is what? I bet you Nugget's just as big for the week. It's an $11 stock though. And Nugget's 90 cents. So the stock is 10% of the value and it's got 90% of the expected move. Kind of weird. So, again, we'd watch this and be neutral, but looking for a spot. Google.
And, you know, these are things that we constantly look at, and we're trying to find good solid levels in markets to find good solid footprints. Now, we're going to do more of this, but we're going to go to the farming country first and talk with Mark Oppelt. But I want you to understand that, you know, when I'm saying things like, you know, even on Mark's show, it's based on the footprint and based on the probability of the market doing something. It's not based on the fundamentals or what I think about the economy. It has nothing to do with any of that. What it has to do with is what does the market look like? What does the footprint tell me? And how can I put myself in the best position to be successful? That's what I'm looking for when I'm doing this. And that's why I'm trying to share it with everybody so that you can have a better feel and a better handle on what the markets look like overall. And that's really what it's all about. And we'll do a little bit more of this at the end. But in the meantime, this is Bubba, the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, LibertyTalk.fm is the only station you'll ever need, but you can go there and download the Bubba Show every day and the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And of course, the brand new hit sensation, Bubba's Bottom Line, can be found at BubbaTrading.com. And next week, we are starting our new hedging class. I would urge you to check it out. Anyways, go to BubbaTrading.com and check that out. In the meantime, I'm going to step out here for a break, and we're going to go visit with Mark Oppelt from Rural Rally Radio, RFD-TV. And we'll be back after the break with Mark. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, coming right back to you. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horace with you, and we're going to go and talk to Mr. Mark Oppelt from Rural Rally Radio and talk a little bit about the farming business and about what I'm seeing in the commodities. So let's go right to Mark Oppelt right now. Here we go.
Todd Horwitz from Bubba Trading. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Hey, just fine. Just going through all these markets here and commodity markets and financial markets. What's on the front burner for Todd Horwitz today?
I think we have a lot of things just to kind of watch. We're kind of at the tipping point in a lot of different areas. I mean, you know, we're in the grain markets. We're, you know, right on some key support. And, you know, we've got the 940 on soybeans we've been watching for quite a while. The cattle markets are, you know, right at the upper end. I mean, again, I can't sell them here yet because, I mean, I'm not going to get in the way of it, but it does look like they should come down. The equity markets figured the bounce, and of course, they'd probably be up a lot higher, but IBM got creamed again for the 20th quarter in a row. So there's a lot of things out there. Oil is kind of vacillating around. We're trying to play the OPEC deal. The dollar is goofy. Overall, I would expect the dollar to go lower, the equities to go lower, and a lot of that money to flow into the grain space. That would be my overall view here.
Yeah, for those who have not, or maybe just joining Rural Radio recently and haven't heard Todd Horwitz, you have been saying for some time, you thought even when the Dow or when the dollar index was 102, 103, 104, you said, Mark, I think it's going to go below 100 easy and maybe down to 94, 95.
And I still believe that's going to be the case. And there's, I think you're seeing some artificial trying to hold it here with some of the things that are going on overseas. But I see the dollar going significantly lower. I'm still looking for that same 94.95. I'm still looking for crude to go back down below 50 again. So, yeah, I'm looking for some damage in some of those areas.
Well, that would certainly, on the surface anyway, seem like it would aid our exports. Producers always looking at that lower dollar and saying, you know, well, hopefully that'll help our exports. You agree that's the one coincides with the other?
Oh, yeah. Well, 100%. The lower dollar obviously creates more buying power for other currencies, which would allow them to want to come in and buy. So that would help. I also think that, you know, if you allow the markets to trade and we can finally, you know, get rid of some of this geopolitical stuff that's going on and some of this manipulation, I think it'll also free up money to actually come in and buy our stuff. So I think we have a good year this year, Mark. I think things are going to work out very well. As it turns out, it's going to take some time. You know, nothing happens overnight. But I think overall, it's going to be a very good year.
And then crude oil, $52, $52.50 a barrel, roughly. You see that going below 50. You know, that's been vacillating, 45 to 55. You want to choose a wide range.
I'm actually looking for it to go back down to almost 40. Would be my target is 40.
Wow.
It's you know, you've got a lot of artificial movement here based on OPEC. You've got a lot of hoping and praying that it goes higher. For some reason, we believe that we need to have higher oil to have a stronger economy, which is not true. In my opinion, you've got using less gas and we have more fuel efficiency. So I think we're going to see much lower prices here. And I think once they clear this OPEC stuff out, who are a bunch of crooks anyways, nobody follows the rules. So you're going to see that. I think that's going to clear its way out. And you'll see once again, like we saw a couple of weeks ago, a very big sell off in oil. And I think the next time it goes down to that 47 level, it will fail.
All right. And so if you're a producer out there tuning in, certainly don't want to be forward pricing any gasoline or fuel here for spring and or right through the end of the year, it doesn't sound like.
No, I don't think so. I think the big thing here, Mark, is the key target is if we go over 55, then I'm going to be wrong. But right now, you know, we're up at we're gonna roll to June, so that'll make us at about 53, which equals your 5250 you've been quoting from the current month. But we're gonna roll up. So, but we don't have enough energy, and I mean from buying power, to push this through. It looks to me very, very weak, and it looks like it's just kind of being held up. And that's the action that looks to me like we're gonna spin back down again. And I would look for some pretty heavy selling here once we can get through here.
All right, very good. We've been spending a lot of time on these outside markets, and rightfully so, but real quick here, you mentioned 940 on the May soybean contract. What about corn, nearby May corn, where it's been pretty quiet overnight?
Yeah, it's, you know, we've seen this movie a couple of times. I like corn at 360. You know, 365 was okay, but I like it. 360 is a real good target, and, you know, we're at 362. I think, again, we're going to see much stronger markets. I look for December corn to go, you know, well over $4, you know, in the next, you know, I can't put a time on it, but it's relatively quickly. I expect soybeans. But that's the only thing that I'm struggling with is beans. Now, 940 has been a great level. And as long as it holds, I think we can push higher. But there is underneath pressure there on the beans, and there's a lot of the people that are trying to short these beans and push them lower. But I think they're going to get trapped. That's my opinion. They're going to get trapped themselves, and we're going to see higher beans. I'd like to see a run at 10, and then the action at 10 would be the key to tell me where we're going to go from there.
Yeah, 10 might be a pretty good a resistance ceiling, it sounds like, longer term.
Absolutely. That was where we broke down from originally. And what, you know, that old support becomes new resistance, and that's what we'd be looking at. But if we can fire through there, you know, again, there's no reason we can't be at 10, 50, or $11 beans either.
Don't want to leave out our folks in the wheat country here before we take a break here. Any thoughts in wheat? They've been pretty quiet overnight as well.
Well, 420 is a great level. As you know, I like wheat as much or more than anything. I think it's going to be over $5 this year at some point. And I'm a buyer at 420. I think it looks great. I think it's actually done very well. And it has actually been the best performer since the lows were put in about 6-7 months ago. So I think that we continue to look to buy, for spots to buy wheat.
Very good. Listening to Todd Horwitz, Bubba Trading. It's BubbaTrading.com for a great website for information to help you put a marketing plan together. We're going to have him back here after our break, and we'll talk livestock on this Wednesday. Commodity Wrap continues. Good morning, April 19th, Mark Oppel. Todd Horwitz joining us here on Commodity Wrap. We thank him for his thoughts in the grain trade and the outside markets here, talking a little dollar, talking a little crude oil here as well. Now it's time to look at the livestock trade. Wow, what a run here, Todd, in the live cattle, 9 days in a row, 9 sessions in a row higher. Not many people would have thought that 2 weeks ago.
I didn't think it then. I don't think it now. I'm kind of in disbelief, I'd be honest with you. Again, I think you get into these patterns and you have some speculators and some big commercials that are very short here. You get a cash squeeze, and of course you have to keep pushing them higher. And I think that's what we're seeing now. I believe we need to see some selling pressure. Now, you know, for the farmer producer, you know, I think you're going to be fine because I think we're going to have a good year. But I do believe there's a hidden sell-off coming here, and it should be probably, in my opinion, probably around 6 or 7% from where we are now, which would be obviously make it a little bit ugly. But I think this is the way that the markets trade, and this is kind of still a reaction from, you know, last year when we had those panic lows. You know, this is what kind of the result is when you start to get this chase up, and it's like there's nobody wants to stop buying. They just keep churning, and they're going to start to run out of steam here pretty soon. I'm looking for a little bit of selling. I think that this backwardation formation is going to come to fruition. That's never too bullish when we had that set up. I look for the market to sell off. But again, if you're a farmer producer, I'm not concerned. I think longer term we go higher prices. So I think
now what about those producers who say, well, Todd, we've got the June, even with the run we've seen, they're still $10 below where the cash is trading.
Well, you know, again, that's, you know, it's interesting, but when we get into these crazy markets, you know, you've got a lot of people stuck and they're going everywhere. I'm going to say that this will balance out fairly quickly, and you will see that one's going to catch up to the other rather quickly, and I would think the cash bid is going to come down to the futures price.
Well, you know, the calendar is still a long way to June. It just happens to be the next contract in there. We know April is right about, you know, very near where the cash is trading here, as it should be as it goes off the board here in a couple of weeks. Looking at the hog trade, and we'll get some more numbers here as we work through the morning here, but I want to get your thoughts here before we let you go, and hog complex. On the other side of things, lowest here since late October last fall.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Mark, I'm actually a buyer of hogs here. This is, you know, we talked about, we were looking for it, we were waiting, and we had that real big squeeze between February, April, if you remember, and now we've not had this sell-off. So I think 71, you know, 70, 71 in June, I think is a good place to step in. You know, obviously they could go a little bit lower, but I would say that now I'm looking to be a buyer on every bit of support and on every sell-off. I would now want to be a buyer. I think we go higher from here, and I will continue to look to be buyers of the hog markets now. I think they've done all the work they need to do to correct and to clean up, you know, all the squeeze and everything else. So now I look for us to go higher from here.
All right. And they see that June and July and even into August, those contracts are starting to bunch up a little bit.
It's amazing. It's like a great horse race. They keep going back and forth. But, yeah, I think that shows me that we're in pretty good shape, and it should be a pretty solid summer. I would look for really good things. You know, obviously, as we know, you know, coming back towards the winter, we end up sometimes with the lower prices. But for right now, I'm looking to be a buyer. I'm pretty excited about it, and I think it's going to be a pretty good summer for the hog people.
Very good. Todd, with that, we say thanks for your time this morning. We look forward to our visit, Market Day Report. You'll be with us here later today on the Market Day Report, so we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Mark. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Todd Horwitz, it's BubbaTrading.com.
And that's, again, I'm looking at the charts when I'm talking to Mark. I'm talking to anybody. Whenever you see me, I am not inflecting in my opinion as much as I'd like to. I don't. I want to make sure that you have an understanding of how the markets work. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horwitz, and we're going to step out here for a break, but make sure LibertyTalk.fm, help a brother out. I need more downloads. I want to push over 400,000. Come on, help me out. In the meantime, you can also get the Sporting Edge there from with my boy Xander, and we're going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back with more of the Bubba Show right after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz, coming right back. Show Top of Horse on this lovely Thursday. And of course, it's Chicago. It goes from 80 to 20 to 50 to 20, I don't know, whatever it is. But in the meantime, the markets do remain the same and the understanding of the footprint remained the same. So let's get back to reading some footprints. And here we go.
Did I take Google off, Chops, or did you forget to put it on? I don't think I would take it off, would I? I think you just forgot. Okay. Anyways, doesn't matter. I thought that probably 840 was a level to buy it. And of course, here we go. So now I'm going to tell you what I'm going to say. I'm going to tell you I'd sell it at 860. All right. 840 was a level. And we kind of recognized this last week. He said it looked like it might be starting to round out, which would indicate it might pop. So, you know, now you want to look at possibly 860 to be a seller. That's really, it's that easy now. That doesn't mean it's going to work that easy, but it is that easy. IWM, India Whiskey Michael. All right, so we wanted to sell it at 136, boom, and we got a nice sell all the way down to 133, 132, not 132, 133, 133 and a half. And again, here we're seeing the continuation of that downtrend. Certainly, we could go a little bit higher, but I would be looking to be a seller again. I would certainly be happy to sell it at 136 again. Okay, I don't have it in my sheet, but thank you. Gracias. So, you know, again, I'd sell this again. Now, you know, I would not sell it down at 133 because that would should be create another bounce. But one of these times, we're just going to break right through here and continue. I believe this pattern will continue, which is what we're looking at. Las Vegas Sands, we thought buy it at 55. There you go. And there's the rally. Now, again, when you look at these, you go, why did that happen? Now, like, for example, last night I came in, I go, we should have been down more. This doesn't bode well if you're going to be short. This is probably the market probably going to rally. Well, I want to know why we can't break out of this. We held. Why won't it break out? Now I'm a little concerned. I mean, I'm not like panicking. I'm just saying that, you know, I'd be careful here now. And if you're in at 55 or around that area, you just should probably tighten up your stop a little bit. But if it can get through, it probably will go to about 59. But again, I'm not happy the way that it's kind of just stopped here, you know, 3 days in a row. Without the ability to follow through. I sold the IDBM call spread 3 minutes to get out. Good. Nice trade. Las Vegas Sands is 55. and I'm concerned. 55, you could look to buy it, but I'm not happy with the way it stopped the last couple of days. You know, I if it can get through, I think it could be a seller at 58 or 59. Netflix earnings. Interesting, it broke. It's well within expectations. In fact, hopefully it'll stay here. I don't want to get too far away. I was much happier when it was about 146, but it actually got down. Where did it get down to? Why is this not? Oh, did I take? I must have done something here. You know, I'm not going to change it now. I must have taken off the after hours. This got down to like 141. In the meantime, it is where it is now. It's 149. You know, this goes to show you the earnings were not thrilling. They missed on part, made on part, and we're going to probably test the all-time highs or make new all-time highs. I would look to be a seller. Now, the only thing that the only reservation I get from wanting to be a seller this is that my original fear that they're going to be a takeover candidate is now back in play again. So I'm a little bit concerned about that. So I would only do this using options and using a, you know, obviously no naked options. I would use a, you know, some kind of ratio maybe. Obviously, we'll have to see what happens. But if it stay, even if it stays here, the premium is going to collapse tomorrow. So we'll get a better view of that. So for now, we'll call it neutral. 139.65. Thank you, sir. Yeah, I knew it was down there. I didn't remember. I mean, I could have got it up. NVIDIA. All right. Who yelled at me for wanting to sell this at 110? I forget. Somebody yelled at me for selling that at 110. All right, anyways. So we thought 96 was a good level. And sure enough, look, what was the low on Friday, on Thursday? Oh, 95.49. I got it. And we popped. Interesting. Again, this is we've just had this conversation on three or four stocks. You know, down, the gap lower, boom. I mean, this is a sale. Now, the question is where is the sale come from? If you're very aggressive, you may want to look at it at 100, which is right here. There's a chance it could try to fill that gap up to 107. You know, this stock, you know, 100, 107, it's like, I mean, I bet you the expected move for the rest of the week is still probably $2 or $3. Here, $3 for the next 4 days. So again, this is, you have to remember what the stocks you're dealing with is more important. That's why when you ask me, why don't we make a trade in something like a Mattel or a Bank of America? Because they don't move like this. Is what you want to be in. If you're going to trade options or you're going to trade at all, you want to be in something that's going to give you an opportunity. So I'm going to hold off on this one. I'd like to, you know, I like to buy at 96, but obviously we're now at 99. And I will not like to buy next time down at 96. That I can also assure you. I will not be comfortable with it. I would think here, I give you some things to think about. If you're an aggressive type of person, you might want to look at it tomorrow. If it stays below 100, you may want to look at there. You can look at 102. You can look at 105 and then 107. I know that's a lot of numbers, but it really depends, first of all, on your overall aggression and how it gets there. I mean, if we spiked up tomorrow morning again to 102, I would immediately sell it. If we grind up there, I'd probably wait. That would be more what I'd be looking for. But if we get a spike, you know, that it looks like it may be a little short covering, a little bit of a squeeze, then I would be more apt to sell it sooner. Palo Alto, Papa Alpha November whiskey. And here we are. We're back down to a level to buy. We thought we could have bought it last week, and it rallied. Now we've broken down today. I don't know if there's any news or whatever. It doesn't matter. All right, it's down. And again, I think it's reasonable here. I'd be willing to be a buyer. I mean, I've got a long position on it, and I'm not concerned. And I'm going to roll my part of my diagonal. I'm going to, in fact, just for those who are listening, I'm going to roll it in this week. You'll see that in a little bit, but I'm gonna roll it for Friday and then re-roll it again. I think there's about 30 cents we can get or 25 cents. So I'm going to try to get that first before I go to next week. But right now, I mean, I think you can look at this is right around 109, 110. I'm not uncomfortable. The Q's, QQQQ. Quebec. And again, we're not making a call here. I haven't made a call here for, I don't know, maybe 6 months. Because the only thing I want to say is I want to sell it, but I can't sell it because it's not, it only goes up. Why would I want to step in front of the train? There's no reason for us to do anything here. to buy it, there's not enough action. This stock is becoming relatively illiquid for active traders, for option traders. It doesn't move anymore. All right, so it's becoming very challenging. So we'll stay neutral. Silver Wheaton continues. Now this just broke out. Right, I thought that 2150 to 22 is an area to look at, and of course here we are at 22. Again, I don't short these stocks myself, anyways. But it's breaking out a little bit. We'll see. I think you've got a key look at it at tomorrow. But I think that again, I think the metals are going to show just a little bit of stress this week, and I think that might change the story here. So, but again, in the meantime, 22 is resistance.
And of course, it turned out the resistance of the stock went down to 21. But again, this is all about getting you better and having you have a better understanding of the markets and how the markets work. And that's obviously, as much as I like to bitch and be controversial, I also like to teach and make sure that everybody's got a good understanding. In the meantime, thank you as always for being a part of my day. It's always great to be here, and I always appreciate it. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz, and of course, libertytalk.fm. If you can't get enough of me, then go ahead and download the show and listen to me some more. go ahead and download the Sporting Edge as well, and give Xander a listen as they are getting some really good guests there. In the meantime, Bubba's Bottom Line is available to you at bubbatrading.com, and that will do it. We'll see you back here tomorrow on Friday. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz, thank you so much for being here. I do appreciate it. Everybody have a great evening, and we will see you back here tomorrow. Same time, same station. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.